إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah, we praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our fifth session reading on the topic of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, entitled Kana Khuluquhu al-Qur'an. Yani his character, it was the Qur'an, the manifestation, the implementation of the commands and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which He was pleased with and that which He was displeased with, and that which Allah loved and that which Allah hated. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exemplified all of what came in the Qur'an in his character. Before we look at our topic tonight, which includes two incidents, or we could say stories, but I am hesitant to use the word stories because people might think that we're going to tell stories, yani that are fairy tales, like some of the Muslims who claim that they're giving da'wah and they make up stories or they repeat stories that people made up. But no, these are actual incidents, stories, yani accounts of that which took place in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The story of a man and how he entered into Islam, yani through the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he entered Islam, and the story of a man who had recently entered into Islam and how his iman was confirmed and strengthened by the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these two stories, or these two accounts from the history of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make us to see in real life the effect of character, the manners of the people in dealing with others, how it affects a person's iman, how it causes the person who doesn't have iman to enter into Islam, and the person who has iman to be increased in his iman. And why it is so important that we ourselves pay attention to our character. And as we mentioned last week, we're talking about the character, yani meaning our interaction with the people, and as well our relations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we look at the topic for today, we want to look quickly at some of the topics that we discussed last week from the questionnaire study guide number 4. The first question being, what are the two types of husnul khuluq, good character, according to the scholars of Islam? Mustafa. Good character with Allah and good character with the people. Yani, our relationship with Allah is the most important relationship. Having good character with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most important. And along with that, it's also necessary that we exemplify good character in our dealings with the people. The second question discussed some of the specific matters included in observance of husnul khuluq with Allah. Yani, what are some of the matters that included when we talk about husnul khuluq with Allah, having good character of Allah, with Allah? Naam, just yani one by one by one. Naam.
بتعظيم الله والعدب معه.
يعني exaltation and glorification of Allah, and displaying manners, proper manners and good behavior with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, نعم.
احترام شرعه.
احترام شرعه. يعني having, showing respect in our speech and in our behavior, showing respect for the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He has legislated. Uh-huh. And after that, na'am, Ibrahim.
Ta'zim asma'i wa sifati.
Yani, showing respect and honoring and exalting the names of Allah and the sifat of Allah, His qualities or characteristics. Naam. And then, Abdul Haq. Yani, meaning that also the person that we should avoid, distance ourselves from every type of expression when we're talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the deen of Allah, every type of expression that is not befitting of being used to describe or to refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after this, Naam, Abdullah.
Being cautious of making fun of or mockery or disdain of the Sharia of Allah.
Naam, being cautious. And being cautious of making mockery or showing disdain or belittling the Sharia of Allah or anything from the Sharia of Allah, anything from the deen of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is pleased with for His servants. Naam. And after that, Naam. Naam. Also cautioning ourselves and being aware to protect ourselves and distance ourselves from taking anything as an equal or a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani a shirk. Question number 3, what is absolutely the worst act of evil character that can be committed by a sane human being? The worst act of evil character. It's not lying, it's not stealing, it's not abusing somebody orally, no. The worst act of evil character, Naam Shu'ayb.
Shirk billah.
It's shirk billah. Yani, making something as an equal or partner with Allah, associating something as a partner with Allah. What could be worse than that a person present, yani the worship that belongs to Allah alone to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Question number 4, discuss the intended meaning of khuluq azim in Surah Al-Qalam, 68th Surah, 4th Ayah. Naam, Ibrahim.
قال ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى أن الآية معناها إنك وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم إنك لعلى دين عظيم.
على دين عظيم. نعم.
يعني خلق عظيم هو a great religion.
نعم. الحافظ ابن كثير رحمه الله he said in explaining the ayah in سورة القلم he said the meaning of this is that يعني إنك لعلى خلق عظيم على دين عظيم. يعني that you are upon يعني a magnificent great deen. And Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما he said that the meaning of this deen al-azim, it means al-Islam. Al-Islam. That the Prophet ﷺ, his behavior, his character, his manners, his life, yani is based upon this exalted, this sublime, lofty standard of character that is al-Islam. That is al-Islam. Naam. And this means that the Prophet ﷺ, whatever Allah commanded him to do, he used to do it. And whatever Allah prohibited him from, he would leave it, yani complying with that which is found in the Quran completely and totally. And question number 5, what are the 3 important areas of the deen? That is al-khuluq. The 3 important areas of the deen, that is al-khuluq, gathered together in Surah Al-Mu'minun, yani the 23rd surah, 1st through 9th ayah. Musa.
Aqeedah.
Al-aqeedah.
Ibadah.
Wal-ibadah.
Wa-mu'amalat.
Wa-mu'amalat. Yani al-adab. في التعامل يعني الأدب في التعامل meaning يعني that a person has proper manners that they behave yourself properly in their interactions with others but before that it is al-aqidah and al-ibadah and all of this is included in what we mean when we say khuluq because we're talking about the khuluq مع الله وخلق مع عباد الله and this includes aqidah first and foremost and it includes ibadah and it also includes our relations with the people having good manners in our relations with the people. Question number 5, mention 5 of the qualities of good character which had a far-reaching effect upon the spread of the Prophet ﷺ's da'wah and the people's acceptance of it. 5 of the qualities that the Shaykh mentioned, and he mentioned more than 10, and they had an effect on the spread of the da'wah of the Prophet ﷺ. And consequently, could have an effect on the spread of our da'wah if we are exemplifying this kind of character and the people's acceptance of it. Mustafa.
He was gentle.
Naam.
He was gentle.
Naam. Ibrahim.
Hulm.
Hulm. Yani, meaning?
Forbearance.
Hulm. Yani, forbearance. Naam.
Tawaddud.
Tawaddud, meaning?
Love.
loving, affectionate. نعم. يعني. صدق. صدق. نعم. Truthfulness. What else? Abdullah.
صبر.
Patience. نعم. And.
رحمة.
نعم. الإناء. الإناء. الأناء. نعم. الأنات. نعم. يعني that a person is deliberate, patient. يعني tolerant, not hasty. نعم. تلطف. نعم. يعني being courteous and polite and kind. نعم. Now, patiently bearing the harm that comes from the people in their speech or in their action and in their behavior. Husnu and nus linnasi. Naam. That, yani, giving good advice to the people. Naam. Hikmah. Yani, wisdom in the way you deal with the people. And speaking, yani, soft spoken, and so on. Yani, some of these characteristics. The point here is that these are characteristics that the Prophet ﷺ manifested in a clear way. That people saw them, they observed them, they felt them, and they were affected by them. And so every one of us should look at these characteristics and examine ourselves and see where we have fallen short and what is missing in our own behavior. And then try to, yani, take on these characteristics. Work hard, strive to take on these characteristics. If a person doesn't have a certain quality or characteristic that is good and praiseworthy, it's possible by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person try to achieve that quality, and with the help of Allah it can be achieved بإذن الله تعالى. And finally, mention two important books and their authors, which specialize in, yani, dealing with the qualities and characteristics of the Prophet. The Shaykh mentioned two books. Ibrahim. الأدب المفرد للإمام البخاري وشعيب. الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله. شمائل النبي أو شمائل المحمدية. نعم. And there are other books also like this. These are two of the most famous books. And it came to my attention recently that the أدب المفرد has been translated. There's more than one translation, but there's a translation that actually has the checking of the hadith. يعني those hadith which are sahih or Hassan or Daif and so on, which is of great benefit that a person know this. Now, because Al-Adab Al-Mufrad by Imam Bukhari, it's not a part of the Sahih of Bukhari. It is a separate book altogether, and there are hadith in there that are not, yani, all on the same level of being Sahih. Okay, we're going to stop with this and try to, yani, go into our topic for tonight. And the time that is remaining is less than half an hour, so perhaps, yani, if the Adhan is called, we're going to take a few minutes after the Adhan until the time of the Iqamah. So last week we stopped mentioning, and we were at the point we mentioned that the people of knowledge give a great amount of attention and care, meticulous care, to the subject of the character of the Prophet ﷺ, because the character of the Prophet ﷺ was the most high and the most lofty and the best of character. And his character, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, was a cause, a sabab lidukhul an-nas fi deen al-Islam. It was a main cause for people to enter into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Shaykh said, حَتَّى إِنَّكَ تَقْرَأْ فِي السِّيرَةِ أَنَّ بَعْدُهُمْ كَانُوا يَأْتِي. يعني that we read in the seerah that some of the people came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, لَيْسَ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ أَبْغَضَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ لِمَا يَسْمَعُهُ عَنْهُ فِي مِنْ دِعَايَةٍ كَاذِبَةٍ. Yani, some of the people, when they came to the Prophet ﷺ, because of the false propaganda that they heard against the Prophet, there was no one on the face of the earth that was more hated by them. But it wasn't except that they would see him and hear his speech and stand in front of him and see the display of his character until they would be changed instantly from that condition of he, the Prophet ﷺ, being the most hated person on earth to them, until he became the most beloved person on the face of the earth to them. And the Shaykh said this happened with a number of people. This is where we stopped last week. And we just mentioned in passing that one of the stories concerning this is a man from Al-Yamama. And we said that his name was? Thumama ibn Uthal. Al-Uthal. And he was from the tribe of? Bani Hanifa. Tribe of Bani Hanifa. In any case, we said that this is one of the stories that's well known, and perhaps the Shaykh, he may have been alluding to this story because the very words that he used here to describe those people who came to the Prophet ﷺ hating him, and then in an instant, in a short period of time, he became the most beloved to them, was Thumama رضي الله عنه. That is exactly what happened in his case, and that's what he said to the Prophet, as is narrated in the hadith of Al-Bukhari. And I want to read this hadith for the benefit of it. And this is our first account of an incident from the life of the Prophet ﷺ, of a man, how he met the Prophet ﷺ and entered into Islam because of the way the Prophet ﷺ displayed himself, his character, his manners, and dealing with people. It's reported in Al-Bukhari from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that he said, بَعَثَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَيْلًا قِبْلَ نَجْدٍ فَجَاءَتْ بِرَجُلٍ مِّن بَنِي حَنِيفَةٍ يقال له ثمامة ابن أثال رضي الله عنه فربطوه بسارية من سواري المسجد فخرج إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ما عندك يا ثمامة أبو هريرة says that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent a group of his companions horsemen towards the place known as Najd, and they found there a man from the tribe of Banu Hanifa, and it was said he was called Thumama ibn Uthal, and they brought him back. They captured him and they brought him back to the Medina to the Prophet ﷺ, and they had him tied up to one of the pillars from the pillars of the masjid. He was captured and he was held captive in the masjid. So the Prophet ﷺ came out to him and said to him, Ma andaka ya Thumama? Ma andaka ya Thumama? What is with you? Meaning, what do you think? What are you thinking that I'm going to do with you? What is in your mind? What do you imagine is going to happen to you now? Now here's a man, he was an enemy of the Muslims, and he had killed whoever he had killed from amongst the Muslims, and he was captured, and now the Prophet ﷺ came to him, so what do you think? What do you think is going to happen? Thumama, he said, فَقَالَ إِنْدِي خَيْرٌ يَا مُحَمَّدٍ إِنْدِي خَيْرٌ أَنَا أَظُنُّ بِكَ خَيْرٌ I expect, what I'm thinking is that khair is going to come from you. You're not from the people that oppress and wrong and do injustice. Rather, you're from the people of goodness and kindness and gentleness and charity. This is what you are known for. So, what do I expect from you? Khair. I expect khair. But then, Thumama, he says to the Prophet ﷺ, إِن تَقْتُلْنِي تَقْتُلْ ذَا ذَمِّن. If you were to kill me, then you will kill the person that them mean. The scholars say different meanings of this interpretation of this expression, but Allahu A'lam, the best meaning of it is that he was a person who them mean that he killed somebody. He had spilled blood from the Muslims, and therefore, if you were to kill me, then you have killed somebody who you justified in killing, because I have also killed from your people before. So if you kill me, then you have killed somebody, who has spilled the blood of your people. وَأَن تُنْعَمْ تُنْعَمْ عَلَى شَاكِرٍ But if you are kind to me, if you are gracious to me, then you will have been gracious to one who is thankful, who is grateful, who will appreciate it. If you treat me good, believe me, I'm going to show appreciation. I'm not going to be like the people who you do good by them, and then they return good with evil. No, he said, if you be kind to me, you will be kind to a person who will show appreciation. وَأَن كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ الْمَالِ فَسَلْ مِنْهُ مَا شِئْتَ But if you want money, then ask whatever you will. He was the leader of his people. If you ask for money, we'll give you whatever you want for me to be released. They'll give you, they'll pay you, no problem. If you kill me, you have killed a person that you have the right to kill. And if you were to be kind to me, then you will be kind to a person who will appreciate that kindness. And if you want money, then ask whatever you will get it. So the Prophet ﷺ left him until the next day. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ مَا عِنْدَكَ يَا ثُمَامَ Then he said to him the next day, What is with you, يَا ثُمَامَ What are you thinking today? And he said to him, مَا قُلْتُ لَكَ Whatever I said to you before, meaning, إِن تُنْعَمْ تُنْعَمْ عَلَى شَاكِرٍ He didn't mention if you kill me, you kill a person that you have a right to kill. This time he just said, if you are kind to me, you will be kind to a person who will be grateful. This time, he thought that perhaps he saw that there's a chance. He's really, it's likely that he's going to be, good to me. If you're kind to me, you'll be kind to a person who's grateful. And then he said to him, then the Prophet ﷺ left him until the following day. And he said to him, عندكَ يا ثُمَامَ What's with you? What are you thinking? He said, عندي ما قلت لك. Whatever I said to you before. I leave it up to you. Because he knew that the Prophet ﷺ was a man of goodness, of kindness, of mercy, of justice. And he said, leave it to him, nothing can come from him except good. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَطْلِقُوا ثُمَامَتَ free him, let him go. Free him. Just like that. So Thumama, he went to a place where there were some palm trees or where there was some water. Yani some of the narration said, فَانْطَلَقَ إِلَى نَجْلٍ. And some of them said, نَخْلٍ. And نَجْلٍ means a place where there's water, and نَخْلٍ means the palm trees. In any case, he went to that place near to the Prophet, to the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, فَاغْتَصَلَ ثُمَّ دَخَلَ الْمَسْجِدِ. He performed the ghusl, and then he returned and entered the masjid. فَقَالَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He said, I bear witness that there is nothing that deserves worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah. Yani, the kindness of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم caused him to enter into Islam. And then Thumama رضي الله عنه, he said, that was the Shaykh referred to earlier. He said, Ya Muhammad, وَاللَّهِ مَا كَانَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ وَجْهٌ أَبْغَضَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ وَجْهِكَ. I swear by Allah, there was no face on the earth that was more hated to me than your face. فَقَدْ أَصْبَحَ وَجْهُكَ أَحَبَّ الْوُجُوهِ إِلَيْهِ. But now your face has become the most beloved of all faces to me. And he went on to say, يعني وَاللَّهِ مَا كَانَ مِنْ دِينٍ أَبْغَضَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ دِينِكَ فَأَصْبَحَ دِينُكَ أَحَبَّ الدِّينِ إِلَيَّ. And I swear by Allah, there was no deen that was more hated to me than your deen. And now your deen has become the most beloved deen to me. Wallahi ma kana min baladin abghadha ilayya min baladik fa asbaha baladuka ahabba albilad ilayya. Yani there was no land, no city, no place that was more hated by me than your land, your city, your place, and then now it has become the most beloved to me. Yani this. Anyway, and the hadith goes on to say, yani that he said to the Prophet ﷺ, that your horsemen, they captured me while I was intending to perform Umrah. So what do you yani see? What do you think? What should I do? And the Prophet ﷺ, فَبَشَّرَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَأَمْرَهُ أَنْ يَعْتَمِرَ. The Prophet gave him good news, yani good news of the good of this world and the next life, or the good of paradise, or of the pardon and forgiveness of his sins upon entering Islam. The Prophet gave him the bushra, the good news. And then he told him, and he ordered him to go on with that which you intended. The good that you intended before you entered Islam, do it. And he performed the Umrah. So when he arrived at Mecca, a person said to him, to Thumama, Sabauta. Yani meaning you have left your deen and entered into the deen of another, some other deen. And he said, La, walakin aslamtu ma'a Muhammadin Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala wallahi la ya'atikum من اليمامة حبة حنفة حتى يأذن فيها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, no, I haven't entered into another deen. Rather, I have submitted along with Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني to Allah, and no, by Allah, not even one grain of wheat will come to you from Yamama. يعني the food that used to come to you people will not come unless the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives permission to do so. Al-Hafidh ibn Hajj al-Asqalani, he says concerning this hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, he said in this story of Thumama are fawaid, benefits, and he mentions a number of benefits for the sake of time. We don't have a lot of time left, but for the sake of time, from amongst what he mentioned here that's relevant to our topic, he mentioned, he said, yani one of the things he said, that the kafir being in the masjid, and another, yani he said, yani being kind to the kafir who was a prisoner. But then he said, ta'azimu amri al-afwi an al-musi'i. Yani the magnificence, the greatness of the affair of pardoning the one who has done wrong. Yani pardoning the one who has done wrong. This is a tremendous matter, that you pardon the one who has wronged you. And he said, the proof of this is that Thumama swore by Allah that the Prophet ﷺ was the most hated person to him, and then he became the most beloved to him in just a small matter of time. Due to what? Due to pardoning the one who had done wrong. Naam. Yani pardoning him and being kind to him without anything in return, without getting anything in return. And also he said, in this story is also the legislation of taking a ghusl at the time of entering Islam. And then he said, وَأَنَّ الْإِحْسَانِ يُزِيلُ الْبُغْدَ وَيُثَبِّتُ الْحُبَّ. Yani the ihsan, being good to people, being kind to people, being charitable to people, that it removes hatred from the hearts of the people. And it affirms, it solidifies love. Al-ihsan, being kind to the people. And we know that there's ihsan with Allah and ihsan with the people, right? We're talking here about ihsan with the people. That it removes hatred and it solidifies love. And then he mentioned a number of other things, and from amongst them, the last thing he said, وَفِي الْمُلَاطَفَ بِمَنْ يُرْجَى إِسْلَامُهُ مِنَ الْأَسَارَ. Yani being gentle, being polite, being courteous, being kind to the one who it is hoped that that person will enter into Islam. Yani a person, there's a possibility that a person may enter Islam, be easy with them. Yani a person came and asked you about Islam, don't say, I ain't got time right now. Don't say, what do you want? You serious or what? And be easy, be gentle. Some of us, all we know is harshness. And this story is a great lesson to us of being gentle and being kind to the one who there's hope that that person will accept Islam from amongst those who are our captives, especially if there's a maslaha, benefit to Islam and that person into Islam, especially if that person is someone who may have many people who may follow him into Islam because they are his followers. He is their leader. Okay, after this, the shaykh goes on, yani after yani the allusion to this, alluding to this type of story, the shaykh goes on to say, كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ يَكُونُ فِي إِيمَانِهِ ضَعَفٌ. There are many people whose iman has some weakness in it. Yani that's most of us, right? I don't want to say all of us because somebody might be offended, but otherwise I would say all of us. But in any case, yani there are many people who have weakness in their iman. So, فَإِذَا عَرَفَ مَزِيدًا مِنْ أَخْلَاقِ الرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَأَدَبَهُ الْكَرِيمُ وَشِمَائِلَهُ الْعَظِيمَةُ زَادَ إِيمَانًا. But if that person came to know more about the character of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and his manners, his noble manners, and his magnificent characteristics, that person would be increased in iman. And this is one of the purposes of this course, that we know more about the character of the Prophet and his manners and his characteristics, because the person who knows more about his character, this, if they have iman, this will increase their iman. And for this reason, some of the scholars, rahimahullah, they said, fi asbab ziyadat al-iman, yani concerning the things that are the causes or the reason for iman to increase, they said it is a person coming across the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his lofty, great, magnificent qualities and characteristics. For indeed, the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and his character invite to iman. Yani his qualities and character invite to iman concerning the one who didn't believe already. To the non-Muslim, this calls them to iman. وَدَاعِيَةٌ لِزِيَادَةِ الْإِيمَانِ فِي حَقِّ مَنْ آمَنَ. And it is also calling, inviting for an increase in iman in concerning those who already believed. Yani if a person didn't have iman, this will call them to iman. And if they had iman, it will invite them to an increase. The shaykh mentions here the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun, 23rd Surah, 69th Ayat, أَمْ لَمْ يَعْرِفُوا رَسُولَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. Yani is it that they didn't know their messenger? They didn't know the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They didn't know his character and his manners and his excellence and his truthfulness and his charitableness and humility, that they didn't know this? Is it that they didn't know this? فَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. And therefore, they denied him, yani because they didn't really know him. Maybe if somebody didn't know the goodness of somebody, they might yani tell him, get out of here. But if they really knew that person, they wouldn't be able to reject him. And there are stories of this, but for the sake of time, we're going to skip now. But there are stories of the people who went to the rulers of different nations, and they talked about the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from amongst them was Sufyan, Abu Sufyan, yani before he was a Muslim. And Abu al-Mughayra ibn Shu'bah, when he went to the ruler, or the yani the assistant to the ruler of the Persians. And from amongst them was Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, when he went to the ruler of the people of Habasha. And all of them talked about the characteristics of the Prophet ﷺ that confirmed his status and his position of honor. The shaykh, he says, concerning this ayat, is it that they didn't know their messenger and therefore they denied him? He said, meaning that knowing the messenger ﷺ is the greatest invitation, call to al-iman, concerning the one who didn't already believe. As far as the one who already believed, then knowing yani the Prophet ﷺ, knowing the character of the Messenger ﷺ and his manners and his qualities and characteristics and the way that he dealt with the people, this will be a cause of increasing that person in iman. And this is because his character, yani the Prophet ﷺ, تَزِيدُ الْمُطَّلِعَ عَلَيْهَا حُبًّا لَهُ وَمَعْرِفَةً بِقَدْرِهِ. It is because what? Knowing that it is because the character of the Prophet ﷺ, if a person becomes acquainted with it, this will cause them to be increased in their love for him and also their recognition of his status and his station and his position, his value, his worth. If a person knows about him. وَإِذَا تَحَقَّقَ ذَلِكَ عَظُمَ اتِّبَاعُهُ لَهُ وَلُزُومُهُ لِنَهْجِهِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. So if a person actually realizes this, meaning they come to know about the character of the Prophet ﷺ, which caused them to have an increase in love for him and recognition of his worth and his status and his station and his position, if that happened, that the person was increased in their love and their acquaintance with his true worth and value, if this was achieved, then their following of him and their sticking to his way would also be magnified. And it would cause that person to follow him more and to follow his way. And this following him, اتِّبَاعَ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَلُزُومْ نَهْجِهِ, yani this is a means of increase of iman. Because everything that we say and everything that we do of good, yani it is a means of increase of iman. Here the Shaykh says, Allahu musta'an. He said, perhaps we will stop here, or we will stop and look upon some of the authentic hadith that have been yani extracted from the Sahihain, that is the Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim rahimahumullah, concerning the mention of the character of the noble Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is a subject, as I have already made clear, which is a very lengthy subject, but that which we cannot get the whole of it, we should not leave the whole of it. Yani ma la yudrak لا يترك, يعني whatever we can't get the whole of it, we shouldn't leave the whole of it, يعني we'll take some of it at least. So I will point to some of those hadith which يعني within them you will see the shama'il, the characteristics, the great characters of the Prophet and the lofty character of the Prophet and his يعني sublime exalted manners, salawatullah wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. And here the Shaykh mentions a number of hadith. Yani for the sake of time today, we'll mention just one of them. And then in the next sessions, we'll look at each one of those hadith. Maybe some of them we'll look at in a little more detail than others. So the first hadith that the Shaykh mentions is a tremendous hadith. It's also a story of an incident that took place, the account of an incident that took place in the lifetime of the Prophet ﷺ. Another man, but this man, it wasn't the story of him accepting Islam. He had just recently accepted Islam. He was a new Muslim. So sometimes we're dealing with a person who is on the approach, on the verge of Islam. How should we deal with them? How did the Prophet ﷺ deal with Thumama? That is a hint to us, or an indication of how we deal with the sensitive matter of a person who might be potentially entering in Islam. We also want to look tonight at the situation of a person who has recently entered Islam. And people are entering Islam every day. And sometimes those people are just abandoned, or they are abused, or they are neglected, or they are treated rudely and harshly because of our insensitivity and lack of knowledge. So here's an example for us. Take it to heart. This is real. Some of us, we have seen this kind of behavior. And how people insensitively treat the person who has recently entered in Islam. This hadith, by the way, has three parts of it. The Shaykh, in the book, he mentions one part. I want to mention the other two parts also for the benefit, especially in the last part of the hadith. It's narrated by Al-Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, in his Sahih, from Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Sulami, radiallahu anhu. And he's narrating the hadith about his incident with the Prophet, or his incidents, three incidents with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first of them is the one that we want to mention from the book, and then the other two we'll mention in passing. He says, بَيْنَ أَنَا أُصَلِّي مَا رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذْ عَتَسَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ. Yani, while I was praying with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, a man sneezed. A man from among the people sneezed. Yani, a man sneezed, said, Alhamdulillah. Yani, some of the scholars said that he must have said, Alhamdulillah. And Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam رضي الله عنه, he said, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. He said, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. And keep in mind, he's in the salat, they're praying. And a person sneezes, and he says, Ya rahamukallah, to the person who sneezed. Faramani al-qawmu bi-absarihim. So the people, yani rama, like shooting arrows. He said, they looked at me with their eyesight. The way a person shoots arrows at someone that they're attempting to kill. The people suddenly turned and looked at him and stared at him. Like, what are you doing? Ya rahamukallah. What is this? We're in salat. Yani, he said, when he realized, okay, I did something wrong, but is all of this necessary? I mean, this kind of yani response, like this? Yani, shiddatul inkar alayhi. He said, this is like a bit much. So he said, yani, to awaken them, to the matter, yani that, okay, I did something wrong, but yani, I think you people are going too far. He said, yani, a saying, he said, wa thukla ummiya, wa thukla ummiya. Yani, which literally means something like, may my mother be bereaved by the loss of me, yani, at my death. A woman who has lost her child, or yani, her son, or whoever, somebody who died, and she is, yani, grieved over the loss of their child. He said, may my mother be bereaved by me. Yani, meaning that the way these people are looking at me is as though when the salat is over, they're going to kill me. So may my mother be bereaved of me. That's how he, you know, said it like that. Like, okay, wake up. Like, pay attention. It's not all that. And I just said, Ya Rahamakallah. So when he said that, yani, he didn't stop there, but he said to them, Ma sha'nukum. What's wrong with you people? What's with y'all? تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيَّ. Looking at me like that. What's the deal? فَجَعَلُوا يَضْرِبُونَ أَيْدِيهِمْ عَلَى أَفْخَاذِهِمْ. Now they made incarnate him even further. Now they began to slap their thighs. Yani, like, shut up. Enough. That's enough. Don't you get the message? You already went far enough with Ya Hamukallah. Now you're going to hold a conversation with us? So the people began to slap their thighs. Yani, meaning trying to indicate to him, be quiet. He said, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُهُمْ يُصَمِّتُونَنِي. Yani, when I understood, I came to know that they were trying to silence me, to tell me to shut up. He said, I became angry. My whole face changed. Yani, he said, لَكِنِّي سَكَتْتُ. I became angry by this, but I remained silent. I didn't say anymore. فَلَمَّا صَلَّى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَبِأَبِي هُوَ وَأُمِّي مَا رَأَيْتُ مُعَلِّمًا قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ أَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمًا مِّنْهُ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا كَهَرَنِي وَلَا ضَرَبَنِي وَلَا شَتَمَنِي وَلَا شَتَمَنِي. Yani, so when the salat was finally finished, the Prophet ﷺ came to him. He says, before he says what happened, he said, may my father and my mother be ransomed for him and for the Prophet ﷺ. This was how he introduced what happened at that point. Before he said what happened, when the prayer was over, he said, may my father and may my mother be ransomed for him, Rasulullah ﷺ. He said, I've never seen a teacher before him or after him that was better in teaching than him, in his manner of teaching, his gentleness, his kindness, his way of educating the people. He said, I've never seen a teacher before him nor after him that was better him in his manner of teaching. He said, by Allah, he didn't, yani, what? He didn't scold me. He didn't, yani, reprimand me. He didn't beat me. He didn't revile me. He didn't say harsh words to me. He didn't do any of that. But rather, he said to me, إِنَّ هَذِي الصَّلَاةِ لا يصلح فيها شيء من كلام الناس، إنما هو التسبيح والتكبير وقراءة القرآن، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he said, he merely said to me that indeed this salat, yani prayer, the salat is something that it is not correct, it is not permissible in it that there be kalam al-nas, yani conversations with the people. But rather it should only be the yani tasbih and takbir and qira'atul Qur'an, yani declaring Allah, yani tasbih meaning declaring Allah to be free from all imperfections, and the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the recitation of the Qur'an, or yani as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, yani meaning the wording of it was something like this. And before we go into the rest of the rest of this hadith, the other two incidents that Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Sulami radiallahu anhu mentions, and al-Imam al-Nawawi said concerning this part of the hadith, he said his saying, the saying of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, فَبِي أَبِي هُوَ وَأُمِّي مَا رَأَيْتُ مُعَلِّمًا قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ أَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمًا مِنْهُ. He said that this statement of Muawiyah, that may my father and my mother be ransomed for him, I haven't seen a teacher before him or after him that was better in teaching than him, he said, فِيهِ بَيَانُ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مِنْ عَظِيمِ الْخُلُقِ الَّذِي شَهِدَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَهُ بِهِ وَرِفْقِهِ بِالْجَاهِلِ وَرَأْفَتِهِ بِأُمَّتِهِ وَشَفَقَتِهِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَفِيهِ التَّخَلُّقُ بِخُلُقِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فِي الرِّفْقِ بِالْجَاهِلِ وَحُسْنِ تَعَالِيمِهِ وَاللُّطْفِهِ وَالتَّقْرِيبِ الصَّوَابِ إِلَى فَهْمِهِ. Al-Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he says, yani in this statement, or in this yani account of this incident of Muawiyah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talking about how great of a teacher he was, he said in it contains a clarification of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon, yani the greatness, the magnificence of his character, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself bore witness to when he said in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقِ الْعَظِيمِ. Yani this, in this, yani in these words is yani a clarification of the magnificence of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَرِفْقِهِ بِالْجَاهِلِ, and his gentleness with the person who didn't know. And what about how we deal with the person who's ignorant? Perhaps we belittle them, we disgrace them, we disrespect them because they're ignorant. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is our example, and we need to model ourselves after him, and we have to be careful how we deal with people who don't know. Yani he was gentle with the ignorant person, and he was kind to his ummah, and he was compassionate with his ummah, and he's our example. And this also contains an indication of the need for takhalluq bi khuluqihi, that we yani take on the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in being gentle with the ignorant person, and the excellence of our manner of teaching that person, and being respectful and polite and courteous with that person, and also utilizing all means to bring the correct understanding to the person who doesn't understand. And just for benefit, yani the rest of the hadith, quickly I'll run through it just so that we can get one more point from this hadith of Muawiyah. It's the same hadith in Sahih Muslim. He said, yani Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he said, O Messenger of Allah, I am hadith ahdan bil jahiliyyah. Yani I have recently left yani the ways of jahiliyyah, meaning the condition of the people before the revelation came, yani the ignorance and the ignorant behavior. I recently left from kufr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Islam. Yani, he's a new Muslim. And from amongst us there are people, يَأَتُونَ الْكُهَّانِ, who go to the soothsayers. And the Prophet said, don't go to them. And from amongst us are people who يَتَطَيَّرُونَ, yani who look at the birds flying or take yani omens, yani that cause them to do something or to leave something, like a bad omen. They are from amongst us, those people who do that. The Prophet ﷺ said, this is something that the people find in themselves, don't worry about it, but don't let it stop you from doing something. Yani they used to see a bad omen, they said, okay, I'm not going to work today, I'm not leaving the house today, I'm not going on a journey today. He said, don't let it stop you from doing anything. And then he said, and from amongst us are people who yakhuttuna, yani they draw lines in the sand as some type of means of supposedly coming to know something about the unseen. And the Prophet ﷺ said there was a prophet from amongst the prophets of Allah who used to draw lines, yani meaning he used to be able to know something, but not by the drawing of lines, but by revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever, yani, is getting revelation from Allah, then they can also do so, and nobody is getting any revelation. So also this should be abandoned. And then the end of the hadith, and this is the part that I want to close with, yani Muawiyah ibn al-Hakim al-Sulami radiallahu anhu, he said, وَكَانَتْ لِي جَارِيَةٌ تَرْعَى غَنَمًا لِي قِبَلَ أُحُدْ وَالْجَوَّانِيَّةِ. Yani there was a young girl, yani servant, who used to yani take care of the sheep for me near Uhud and Jawaniya, yani a place near the northern part of Medina. So I went out that day and suddenly I saw that the wolf had taken one of the animals, yani from the sheep that she was watching that belonged to me. Wa ana rajulun min bani Adam asifu kama يَأْسَفُونَ or أَسَفُوا كَمَا يَأْسَفُونَ, that I'm a human being from amongst, just like other human beings, and I become upset and I become angry like other people. يعني I became angry. وَلَكِنِّي سَكَتْتُهَا سَكَّةً, but I slapped her. يعني he slapped her with his hand like this. فَأَتَيْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَعَظَّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَيَّ, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made me to feel the horror, yani the greatness, I mean the evilness of me slapping this girl. He made me to understand that this was a terrible thing. So I said, O Messenger of Allah, أَفَلَا أُعْتِقُهَا أَفَلَا أُعْتِقُهَا, yani shall I free her? The Prophet ﷺ said, إِتِنِي بِهَا, bring her to me. فَأَتَيْتُهُ بِهَا فَقَالَ لَهَا, and this is the point, and this is what we're going to close with, yani the Prophet ﷺ, he wanted to see what kind of person this girl was, and he said to her, Ain Allah. And some of the people say, this is not a proper question, you shouldn't ask people, where is Allah? Those are people who believe that Allah is everywhere. The Prophet of Allah, he said, Ain Allah. She said, Fis Samai, that Allah is above the heavens. And this is the correct aqidah of Islam, that Allah is not everywhere, rather Allah is above the heavens, separate, distinct from the creation. He is the khaliq and everything else is separate from him, the makhluq. The Prophet ﷺ said to her, Man ana, who am I? She said, Anta Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are the Messenger of Allah. Yani where is Allah? Allah is above the heavens. Who am I? You are the Messenger of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَعَطِقْهَا فَإِنَّهَا مُؤْمِنَةً, and he free her, for indeed she is a believer, a true believer. This hadith reported by Al-Imam Muslim, and this is where we want to stop. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, shadun la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I urge myself and I advise us, brothers and sisters, I advise us to take these incidents or these stories, accounts from the life of the Prophet ﷺ, serious. Take it serious, yani take it to heart. Look at the way the Prophet ﷺ dealt with the people, and let that be our example. And if we fall short from that, we should feel bad, we should feel remorse, and we should ask Allah to forgive us, and ask Allah to strengthen us, and to help us to be better examples of this Islam, so that people can enter into Islam, and so that people's iman can be increased by the good behavior, yani the character and the manners of the people of Islam, yani who we think of ourselves as being better than other people because we are the Ahl Sunnah. But how are we the Ahl Sunnah if we are not following the Sunnah? And the Sunnah is not just the way you pray, or the way you fast, or the way you dress, but the Sunnah is all of it, the Deen of Allah completely. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being upon khuluqun azim, yani deen azim, and that is in our relation with Allah in our worship, and as well in our relation with the people. May Allah grant us success in doing better. May Allah forgive us our shortcomings. And may Allah help us to remain steadfast upon this sunnah until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with him and pleasing to him. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.